Even as I want to record this, like, why clicking on the record button, I felt like I conquered this. Amazing. I really conquered it. It's the last day of the diary of a single lady, and I must say it's intriguing to be here every day to discuss things with you all. I really love everybody, the love for like coming up for me, you know, when I call on you, you come, you answer, you tune in every day, you give me like feedbacks. Like, honestly, there's no love more than this. I really appreciate everybody. I'm going to say this night, I think I learned something. I'm sure, like, the while of doing this whole session, I realized that some days is not going to be, when you want to be consistent with something, some days is not going to like be easy. There were days I was feeling very sick, but then I was still going to do it because I needed to be consistent with it. There were some days that it wasn't like easy for me, probably coming home very late, like getting home around 9:10:30, and I still have to do it. There are some days that I finish with my daily activities by around 11:45, but I have to rush up and do this. You know, it's really wow, I feel so emotional right now, but then I still maintain my liveliness. wow. One thing I think I've learned about this whole diary of a single lady is that no matter how you look, no matter how you are, there's still somebody somewhere that likes you. That's one thing. On one hand, on another hand is that conversations are needed at like some point in time, at some kind of situations. Probably you've been in a situationship with somebody and then you're getting intimate already, and then you don't know how to like define the old relationship, and then you're scared to ask, what are we? Oh, please always learn to ask, what are we, because men would disappoint you. Another thing is, don't just assume somebody really likes you. You know, you can hold the conversation to be sure. Define relationships, define friendships, define everything you're doing. I've learned a lot of things actually, and you know what, I made like a lot of new friends through this, like a lot of new guys are now my friends now. And another thing I learned how to do throughout the course of this season, because I needed to move along with guys to get their opinions and know how to feel towards the other gender. So, you know, I was able to move with like a lot of guys and like hear from them, hear their opinions and all that, and then like it has just helped me to like be more comfortable with men around me. I would say before the beginning, if you come to me and tell me anything romantic or anything that is sounding ish, I'm just going to like, I don't think I'm going to even reply. I'll just shy away, like, oh please, what are you trying to say? I don't even know how to react to something like that. But now if you come to meet me and say, give me, let me be your vow, I know how to like handle it. I know how to do my, really? Oh, are you serious? Oh wow, I know how to do all that now. But I'm telling you that if it were to be 2 months ago and you tell me something like, let me be your vow, I'm just going to be like, that's all. Like, I'm just going to smile and you're going to feel very embarrassed because I don't know how to handle situations like that. But I like the fact that I got better, and then I like the fact that being able to like tell guys very fast that I don't like the way you're touching me got better too. Being able to like remove their hands from you, drop it on them back, I think that got like extremely better. You cannot come and touch me anyhow, and I'm not going to make you feel embarrassed. Don't touch me. Don't touch. It's not good. I'm feeling uncomfortable, and most girls feel that way, but they don't want to talk about it. So I feel like I'll mind my business actually, but then when I see people, probably a man trying to harass a woman, I'm always like quick to interfere. Like I've seen it as a social contract. I've seen it as my obligation for the society in which I found myself. So when I see you doing degrading things to women, I will speak up if I'm around that environment, and there's nothing you can do about it. I understand that it's not my business, but please, a woman is involved, so it's my business, it's my obligation, and I'm going to do it right. I'm just happy. I'm really happy. It feels like an end of the year session or end of the year party, and wow, it's really intriguing. I know that by this time next year, I definitely will not be single again. I just know it. I'm going to be living the single life for the singlets. But then, before then, now let's enjoy our singleness, everybody. My association of single people. Let's enjoy it. Thank you so much for tuning in every day, even until the last day. You are amazing. God bless you. I love you so much. I love you even more than you can imagine. You just don't know. I really, really love you. Thank you very much. I'll catch up with you, not tomorrow, but some other time. I love you. Have a good night's rest. Bye.